to the book of Joshua, Joshua chapter number 24, and we'll begin reading in verse number 14 this morning. And this morning we're going to preach a title that the Lord's laid on my heart this week, is We Must Choose. We must choose. In the world we live in, we must choose. The Bible's still the Bible, amen? No matter how the commentaries write it, no matter how a man believes, no matter what a denomination believes, the Bible is the Bible. The Bible is always true, always will be true, and the Bible will always rightly divide a man. It'll divide him the right way. It'll set him in course the right way. This morning, I want to look at that we must choose this morning. Joshua chapter number 24 and verse number 14. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. And the Bible says in Joshua 24, 14, Now therefore, fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and in truth. And put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God, He it is that brought us up out of our fathers, out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, in which did those great signs in our sight, and preserved us in all the way wherein we went, and among all the people to whom we passed. The Lord drove out from before us all the people, even the Amorites, which dwell in the land. Therefore, we will also serve the Lord, for He is our God. And Joshua said unto the people, Ye cannot serve the Lord, for He is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve strange gods, then He will turn and do you hurt and consume you after that He hath done you good. And the people said unto Joshua, Nay, but we will serve the Lord. And Joshua said unto the people, You are witnesses against yourselves that ye have chosen you the Lord to serve Him. And they said, We are witnesses. Now therefore put away, said he, the strange gods which are among you, and incline your heart unto the Lord God of Israel. And the people said unto Joshua, The Lord our God will we serve, and His voice will we obey. Our Father and our God, I love You. I thank You. I come before You with a thankful heart this morning. I thank You that I was born in the United States of America. I thank You that I was born with freedom in the land that I live in. I thank You this morning that I have freedom to come to Your house and worship You, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I thank You this morning, Father God. I have a heart full of gratitude this morning that You have saved me this morning. Lord, I thank You that no longer am I lost going to hell, but I'm saved going to heaven. And Lord, this morning, I thank You this morning that there's still enough grace and mercy in the blood of Jesus to save the vilest sinner. And Lord, this morning I pray, this morning as we walk out of this house, we've made a choice as a congregation, we've made choice as an individual to follow You. No matter how dark the days may get, no matter how doom or gloom it may get, Father, we have chose to follow You. And Lord, this morning I pray You guard my throat, guard my thoughts. Lord, I pray this morning for a fresh anointing of the Holy Ghost to be on me this morning. Let them not see me, but let them see You. Lord, that You may increase and I may decrease. Father, this morning I need something that I can't do on my own. Lord, that's I need a spirit from heaven. Open the windows. Pour it out on these people. Lord, we're in an hour of need. We need something new and we need something fresh. And Lord, this morning I pray that you pour it out on us. I pray this morning that you search our hearts. And Lord, I pray this morning we walk out of this place. We didn't just come to church, but we come to worship. Lord, the lost man can't enter in worship right now. The saved's entering into worship. But the lost man can if he just get his choice on you this morning and let you save him. Lord, I understand you already drawing. Lord, we're in your house this morning. If there be one lost, let them be saved this morning before it's eternally too late. They can quit coming to church and they can get in worship. Lord, that'll change everything about going to church. Lord, this morning I thank you I can just talk to you. Lord, I thank you this morning I can just say I love you. Bless these people this morning. Bless the reading of your word. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name. All of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated this morning. We must choose. We must choose this morning whom we will serve. Here as we come in the book of Joshua, you know Joshua has done come through and he's done come through some great battles. Oh, Moses had fought some great battles, but in Joshua 1, he told Joshua, he said, my servant Moses is dead. And Joshua became the man. You know the battles that they fought Jericho and they defeated Jericho. They went to the battle of Ai and they got defeated there. But at the end of the book here, we come to Joshua 24, and we know that Joshua gathered all the tribes in 24:1. Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel together and said, you must choose whom you will serve. He told them there, he said, you must choose whom you will serve. This morning we're gathered today, and the word of God is still the same. It hasn't changed over generations. The Bible reads this morning that we must choose whom we will serve. Matthew 6:24, the Bible says, no man can serve two masters. You can't serve two masters. This morning a choice must be made in the life that you live that I'm going to serve Jehovah this morning. You cannot serve God and the world. You said, preacher, I'm not going to make a choice. This morning, not to make a choice is to make a choice. If you do not choose to serve God, you've made a choice. If you do not choose to pick which side you'll be on, you've picked a side. And this morning as we come, a choice must be made. And I want to show you three choices I've seen in the text this morning as I studied this week. Number one, we see, and we're going to be in verse number 15, and what he says here. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, I want to look at this. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Number one, I see it's a necessary choice that we must make. It's a necessary choice that we must make because we're in a spiritual battle in the world that we live in. There's a spiritual warfare that we face each and every day. Folks, this morning there's a necessary choice that we choose the right side. He says this morning, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose. There it is. Choose you this day. We must identify whose side you're on in the world that we live in. Folks, it's a spiritual battle, and we must not straddle the fence. This morning, straddling the fence, the only thing it'll produce in your life is splinters this morning. It'll produce splinters when you try to straddle the fence. Here Joshua come and he gathered all the people of Israel and he said, I want you to know you're on this land and you're on this side. He said, but you must choose whom you're going to serve. They was there with the Amorites and they started serving the God of the Amorites. And Joshua was man enough. And I thank God that we got men in the world we live in today that is man enough to say, hey, we must stand up and we must serve Jehovah of this morning. Friends, this morning I want you to get this. It's a necessary choice to identify whose side you're on. You say, preacher, I'm going to be quiet and I'm not going to say nothing and I'm going to slam through this world. I'm going to slide through this world and I'm going to keep my mouth shut. Friends, this morning I'd say to you, they'll never know what side you're on if you don't choose whose team you're going to be on. This morning as we come, we identify whose side we're on. It's a necessary choice. to select your allegiance. He said you must choose whose side you're on. He said you must stop being wishy-washy and you must get on the right side this morning. The dwelling with that land of the Amorites was causing them nothing but division. It was causing them nothing but burdens and pain in the world they're living in. If you'll get on the right side and you'll realize how necessary it is to be a child of God, you'll get on that right side and you'll do what God has called you to do. I'm talking about a necessary choice this morning that must be made. In Mark chapter number 2, you remember them four friends. They had went to the door and they couldn't get into where Jesus was because there was people thronging all around him. And them four friends knew that it was a necessary situation. They had to get the paralytic man. They had to get the man with the palsy to Jesus. They had to move him to that way. And you said, preacher, what did they do when they got to that place and they couldn't get where Jesus was? Did they give up and get out? Oh no, my friends, they started digging in. This morning as a congregation at Union Chapel Baptist Church, it ain't no time to be getting out. It ain't no time to be giving up. Hey, but we must be digging in. If there's ever been a time in your life you need to make a necessary choice, it is today. You must tell the world who you're choosing and who you're following today. Friends, I want you to know, and we must choose the right team. We must choose the right side. And his name's Jesus this morning. You act like, preacher, this is necessary. It is necessary. Friends, we got family that are dying, going to hell, and we're sitting here on these pews. We must get a desire. We must get a burden and start asking God to save their souls, bringing conviction on them. Hey, Joshua knew his end was coming and he was about to die. And he said, you must choose whom you're going to serve. It's a necessary choice. When them old boys got there in Mark chapter number 2, Brother JD, they didn't quit. You know what they did? They got on top of the roof. Can I get an amen? Hey, there was roof climbers. They got up there and they dug into the roof and they started throwing shingles off and they started getting down to where Jesus was. I don't know what's in your life this morning and it's keeping you from making that necessary choice. Hey, but I'd get on the roof and I'd get throwing some things out of my life and I'd get telling Satan, hey, you might have won a little war here and you might have won a little battle here. Hey, but the victory is Jesus this morning. He dug down in there. He got down to where he needed to be. He got down to the necessary. And when they got to Jesus, he said, when he saw their faith, he said, you're healed. Friends, this morning I ask you a question. How necessary is it to choose? It's life or death. You choose the wrong team. You live for Satan, hell will be your home. You choose the right team. You choose Jesus as your Lord and Savior, heaven will be your home. Can I get an amen? He says this morning it was a necessary choice. It's necessary. Friends, this morning I want you to know how necessary it is. Man, you see these in my pocket. I go to these places once a week, twice a week, three times a week. These old bins. Friends, I want you to know they're on every corner. When I read how necessary it is, this could be yours tomorrow. This could be mine tomorrow. You say, preacher, what are you talking about? You could be written in this tomorrow. It's necessary to make the right choice. I pile these up in my coat. It's necessary to make the right choice. Not everybody that's written in these are going to heaven. There's some of these that are written in these that'll bust hell wide open if they didn't put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Hello, everybody's not going to heaven. Only the ones that's been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. They choose what side. You can't serve both of them. We're living in a world of Christianity. We're living in a world of Christianity. And here, get this. Get this here. Get this here. Look up here. Come on. Don't get off right now. Look up here. It's necessary that you make the right choice. It's necessary that you make the right move. Why, preacher? Why is it necessary? Because you can't serve God and mammon. You can't serve God and Satan. Friends, I want you to know, when you straddle the fence and you try to serve God and you try to serve Satan, it will not end. Preacher, where will I end up at the end? You'll end up in hell when you're trying to serve two masters. It will not work. It never has worked, and it never will work. Folks, these are piled up every week. Obits every week. This morning, I want you to know it's a necessary choice. He said, choose right now. Choose right now. I say it's necessary to choose. It's necessary to choose. I want you to know when you walked in today, you chose what side of the building you're going to sit on. Nobody escorted you to that side of the building and said, you sit here. Nobody escorted you to the middle or that. You chose. Yesterday, you pulled for a football team. You chose what team you would pull for. When you leave here today, you'll choose where you'll go eat lunch. You choose all your life. You have choices. And we're living and dying by the choices that we make. We wonder why the world's in the mess it's in. It's because of the choices that has been made. Friends, I want you to know this church, I don't want it to be a dead church. I don't want it to be a dead church. I want it to be a live church. I don't want to be a dead preacher. I want to be a live preacher. And I want to choose this day because it's necessary to choose this day. Joshua said, boys, I'm dying. I'm gone. I'm fixing to lay down. If you keep reading this couple more verses over, he died. And he said, before I go, I want you to know something. It is necessary that you are on the right side. Why, preacher? Because this day's coming for everybody. You will not escape it. This is coming. Folks, I see it's a necessary choice that we must choose the right side. We must get on the right team. Friends, I'll get this. If a football player, and I thought about this Friday night, if a football player is playing for Sullivan and he goes in there and put on Alice's uniform and comes back out, hey, boys, I'm on y'all's team. They still going to knock him out because he's got on what? He's on the wrong side. Folks, tonight, this morning, we must not use our spiritual warfare against brothers and sisters. It's not to use against one another. It's used against Satan and his enemy. I've seen something else in the text. Man, it's been on me this week. Preacher, you've been to too many funerals. Have been to too many funerals, amen. But every one of them was appointed. They didn't die too. They was appointed. Appointed unto man once to die and then the judgment. When judgment day comes, I don't want you to stand there and say, Brother BJ didn't tell me. Brother BJ, he sugarcoated. He wasn't a big old icicle. And he worried about my feelings more than where I was going to spend eternity. I never want you to say that. I want you to say he could care less about my feelings. All he wanted to know that I'd spend eternity in heaven. And that's all my responsibility as this church, to lead this flock. And I realize when I read the Word of God, he says this, that it's necessary choice that we must make in our life. But I seen something else. He said, choose you. Not only is it necessary, but it's personal. Joshua said, choose you. Choose you. He didn't call, he called them all together. He didn't leave one of them out. He called them all together, got them right in the crowd, and he said, hey, boys, choose you this day. Today, I want you to get this. Not only is it necessary that you choose the right path and get on the right team, but it's personal. It's personal in your life. You know how personal it is? People says, man, my Christianity is me. If right now I got you to bow your head and close your eyes, and listen to me. Right now, if I got you to bow your head and close your eyes, and if you was lost, raise your hand, you say, that ain't none of your business, preacher. A lot of folks would say that. He's getting in my business. And I use this all the time. If I sold my truck, you'd want to know how much I got for it, right? You'll ask how much I got back on my income tax. None of that's important. You know what's important is where you'll spend eternity. He said, you choose this day who you will serve. Let's look at the personal part. He said, choose. It's a necessity. He said, choose you. It's personal. Look what he says here. Choose you this day. Choose you. He said that and back in verse 14, now therefore fear the Lord. Choose the Lord. And when you choose him personally, you'll fear him, you'll serve him, and you'll do it out of sincerity, and you'll do it out of truth. Get this. The means I have chosen to go with Christ, not with the crowd. Joshua chose to go with Christ, not the crowd. I thought about people in the Bible that made personal choices. Joshua made a personal choice to serve the Lord. I'm going to hold these in my hand until it's over. Joshua made a personal choice to serve the Lord, and he did it all of his day. Job 19:25 says, for I know my Redeemer liveth. He made a personal choice to serve the Lord, God, Jehovah. Jesus made a personal choice to serve the Lord. Father, not my will, but he got personal with him. This morning I ask you a question. Have you ever made a personal choice to follow the Lord? Me and Kaylee's had this talk a bunch. Admit, believe, and confess. A lot of folks admit they're a sinner. They confess Jesus Christ is Lord, but they don't believe it. How do you know, preacher? By the way that I used to live my life. I knowed I was lost, and I believed that there was a God, but I didn't believe it, that he could do what he'd do in my life. When I finally believed that he was the Son of God, he changed my life. If you'll get personal with it, it'll change your life. When you realize he didn't die on that cross for the whole world, but he died on that cross for you too, it changes everything. It changes everything. You bring a bunch of Christmas presents in here and just lay them around the room with no names on them, grab you one on the back door, don't mean a whole lot, does it? When I get on that Christmas tree on Christmas morning, can I get a witness? Hey, it's good. Kaylee's good. Her gifts, they're good, they're fine, they're nice. Brandy's, they're good, they're fine, they're nice. There's only one name I'm looking for under that tree. Y'all can laugh right there, that's okay. There's one name I'm looking for under that tree. And son, I ain't got to open it right then. I ain't got to open it. But I want my hands on it. You hear me? I want my hands on it. Why? Because it's personal. It's to me. You can't unwrap it. She can't unwrap it. Y'all can't unwrap it because your name ain't on it. My name's on it. And I'm sitting there with it. And that's the same way my salvation is. It's personal. And I want you to know I've unwrapped it and I've tasted how good God is. This morning you've got a choice and you must choose before you walk out of this building this morning because you've got to do something with this message. Number one, it's necessary. Number two, it's personal. Have you made it personal in your life? Have you made it personal? I can tell when somebody has, can't you? It'll change them. It'll change them. I can sit here and talk. It'll change them. You can tell when somebody's been born again. You ain't got to ask them. You ain't got to pull a tooth. Hey, if you die, do you know where you spend it? Well, I hope I. Nah, come on. Get wet. Yeah, go on. Well, I hope I can. Nah, come on. Don't give that answer. If anybody made it, sheep, don't give that. You know when it's got personal. Hey, you know where you're going to spend eternity? Man, let me tell you where I'm going to spend eternity. I'm going to spend eternity in heaven because of the blood of Jesus Christ. It's personal. You get out witnessing, knocking on a door, and it gets personal. Boy, it don't take long to tell where they at with Jesus. This morning, I'll ask you a question. Have you made it a necessity in your life? And it got so necessary that you make it, you got it personal. When you get it personal, it'll change things, won't it? He said, choose, there's the necessity. You, that's personal. But then he said something else, I just want to leave you with, this day. Not only was it a necessary choice, not only was it personal, but it was urgent. I'll do it tomorrow, preacher. You'll be dead tomorrow. No, they didn't think it neither. Go back to my office and look in the left drawer on the top. There's hundreds of these. Hundreds of these. Hundreds of these. Ages all from high to low. You trying to scare us, preacher? Oh, no, I ain't trying to scare nobody. I just want you to know you must choose what side you're on because there's a day coming that you're going to have to stand before the Lord. You're going to have to stand before Him. It's urgent. And I want to show you in the Word of God just how urgent it was. This morning, let me just share this with you. Yesterday I went to Miss Ruth Sproul's, a dear saint. Man, I'm talking about a woman of God. I'm talking about a woman of God. Went to her house yesterday evening. Says she's got dementia and Parkinson's. Shakes real bad. And got dementia. Can't remember nothing. And shakes and can't remember. Listen to this now. Got dementia, can't remember nothing, and shakes is awful. Went in, she's shaking like a leaf. Got talking about Jesus, them hands. My wife's my witness, them hands. Just got so calm sitting there. Got quoting scripture. Got talking about how good God was. I seen her all down and out when I walked in, wasn't but a minute, got talking about Jesus. Woo! Somebody needs to talk about Jesus, amen. Boy, that old got perked up there, got to grinning. Hands got still. See, Jesus overtakes Parkinson's. Can I get a witness? Jesus overtakes dementia. I'd say start with a scripture and she finished me out. And she said, for me to live is Christ. Oh, in the book of Philippians. For me to live is Christ, but to die is gain. She said, preacher, you know what? I said, what is that, Miss Ruth? She said, I beg God every day to let me step through glory door. Let me step through that glory's door. She said, I beg Him every day. You know why I beg Him to let me step through glory's door? I said, why is that? So some young person can step up and take my spot. She said, you didn't learn nothing from her. You can learn something from older folks. Can I get a witness? She done knowed what saving grace was. She done knowed all through her years what sustaining grace was. Yesterday, I talked to a woman that knows what dying grace is. For me to live is Christ. I've lived my life. Oh, but for me to die is gain. She knows how urgent it is. This morning, I want to show you the last thing of how urgent it is this morning. How urgent it is to make the right choice in your life. Brother BJ, do you think you're going to heaven? I don't think. I know. That's not being arrogant. That's not being cocky. That's not being, I know. How do you know? Because the Bible tells me so. I put my faith, hope, and trust in Jesus Christ, and I can't do nothing else about it. That's what I've put it to Him. It's in His hands. It's in His court. I've done chose what side I'm on. And He's not only my coach, but He's my Father. He's not only my Father, but He's my Lord. And He's not only my Lord, but He's my God. Why'd you do that, preacher? Why'd you choose when you did in your life? Because I realized how the necessity. I realized it was personal. I had to do it on my own. And I realized the time was urgent. And I need to get it right. This morning, let's look at the last thing here. We done talked about people that knew the necessity. We've talked about people that knew the personal choice, Joshua and Job and Jesus. Let's look at the urgent choice. He says, choose you this day, today, whom you will serve. It cannot wait. It cannot be put off. And it cannot be made wrong. This choice cannot be made wrong. Turn with me, if you will, to Luke chapter number 23. And we're talking about an urgent choice. Luke chapter number 23. Luke chapter number 23. Urgent. Have you ever been to a ball game and watched the clock at Selegant Stadium? And you watch that clock, it'll run. Get this now. That clock will run, start with 12 minutes, Brother JD, am I correct? Start with 12 minutes. And it's the longest game in the world. Until it gets down to the last minute, starts clicking off seconds instead of minutes. It's always been that urgent. Even when it was 12 minutes, it was ticking that fast. But it just got down to the end. This morning, I don't know who might be down to the end. But I do know this, there's a choice that must be made, and it's urgent. I'll show you a man that was down to the end. And he says in Luke chapter number 23, in verse number 42, the thief on the cross. It don't get no more urgent than that. Nails done in his hands, nails done in his feet. Don't get no more. That's urgent. You got family members that's right there that urgent. I do too. That's that urgent. And he said unto Jesus, Lord. What'd he do? He said, he reverenced who he was. He said, Lord. He didn't bring up everything he'd ever done. he said, hey, we're going to get what we deserve, but Lord, just remember me. Lord, I choose today to reverence you not as the only Savior, but as Lord. He won't be your Savior if he won't be your Lord. He'll only take Lordship, and then you'll realize he's your Savior. But what he says here, and he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me. That's personal. He couldn't speak for the other man, but he could speak for himself. Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him in verse 43, verily or surely I say unto thee, today. That's how urgent it was. Today shalt thou be with me in paradise. You got a choice you're going to have to make one day. You can make it now. Or I pray he gives you the opportunity to make it later. I don't know. But this morning, I know this. Man, there's a lot going on in the world we live in. You need to make sure you're on the right team. You need to make sure you made the right choice and you chose Jesus. Because there'll come a day it's going to be urgent. And it's going to be at the end. And he'll say either, welcome in, thy good and faithful servant. Boy, I'm waiting on that, ain't you? Boy, I ain't been faithful over much, but I've been, thank God he's faithful. Let me leave it right there. Don't even want to get into what I've done. It ain't nothing but a mess. Boy, everybody loves that, don't they? There's another part of that. He says, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. Did we not prophesy in thy name? Did we not cast out demons in thy name? Did we not do all this in thy name? And he said, depart from me. I never knew you. I wrote this down. I'm going to ask you this. What if tomorrow never comes? Will you be satisfied with the choice you have made? Father, I love you and I thank you. I praise you for who you are. I praise you that when I don't know, you do know. I praise you just because you're God and God alone. Lord, I stand here this morning. There's choices to be made. Lord, even as a child of God this morning, after we've done made a choice to know you as our personal Lord and Savior, we still have choices to either live like it or try to straddle the fence. But Lord, we'll never be able to straddle that fence once we're born again comfortably. No, won't never do it. Won't never do it because there's something that lives inside of us. That's the Holy Ghost. Lord, he's a nitpicker, and that's why you sent him. To get down on us. Show us what we need and where we need it. Lord, this morning, won't you just send him amongst us? Lord, I thank you that he's already here. Lord, won't you let him just pick on us a little bit this morning? Show us the necessity, how necessary this hour is. Lord, please. And Lord, that it matters if we've got it right or not with you. Lord, how urgent it is. Lord, this morning for the one that knows they're lost. For the one that knows they'll spend eternity in hell, I pray they get born again this morning. I pray you convict that heart. And Lord, they turn their life over to you. Lord, I pray for the Christian this morning that's been trying to straddle the fence. I thank you that this message is for them as well as myself. Lord, this morning, don't let us straddle. Let us get on the right side. Watch over us. Be the time of invitation. Lord, don't let us sit there. Let us move. Let the Spirit have its will. Let the Spirit have its way. Lord, for whoever it is that's scared to step out, let a brother or sister grab them by the hand. Let them help them. Lord God, you've come to help us, not hurt us. Lord, I thank you that Joshua said, choose you this day whom you will serve. I ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name. All God's people said, amen.